Harper Audio presents Dukes Prefer Blondes by Loretta Chase, performed by Kate Redding. Prologue. Muse, make the man thy theme, for shrewdness famed and genius versatile. The Odyssey of Homer, translated by William Cooper, 1791. Eton College, autumn, 1817. To begin with, he was obnoxious. Oliver Radford's schoolfellows didn't need more than a day or two after his arrival to discover this. They didn't need much time either to administer the nickname Raven, though why they chose it was less obvious. Maybe his thick black hair and two piercing grey eyes gave them the idea. Or maybe it was his deep, husky voice, better suited to a grown man than a boy of 10. Or maybe they referred to his nose, although this, while by no means small, wasn't as beaky as many others. Still, he did always have the nose in question in a book, and some, one of his paternal cousins, in fact, said that young Radford reminded him of a raven poking into the guts of a carcass. The cousin failed to mention, or forgot, or perhaps didn't know, not being observant or clever, how extremely intelligent ravens were for birds. Oliver Radford was extremely intelligent for a boy. This was one reason he found the books vastly preferable to his schoolmates.